Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are, the last song. And I pray that after the music stops, that the focus will be on you, Lord. People will see you for who you are and worship you with their lives. Cam, share your heart with us.
El Shaddai, God, you're almighty. God, you're almighty. And Father, I worship you. El Shaddai, God, you're almighty. God, you're almighty. And Father, I worship you. I worship you, yes. Father, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you're my banner. Lord, you're my banner. And Father, I worship you. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you're my banner. Lord, you're my banner, and Father, I worship you, I worship you, Father, I worship you, Jesus, I worship you, I worship you. Jehovah Jireh, you're my provider, you're my provider, and Father, I worship you. Jehovah Jireh, Lord, you're my provider. Lord, you're my provider, and Father, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Father, I worship you. Oh, Jesus, I worship you. My provider, I worship you. Oh, Father, I worship you. El Shalom, God of peace. God of peace, and Father, I worship you, I worship you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know if you listen to God out today. I say praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Yes, you have come to the Iron Royalty Show. Yes, I'm your host of Talk Your Practice, Shana Wiley, and I just want to start off saying to you all on today, this is the Lord's Lord, hallelujah, and it is marvelous in our lives. This is a day the Lord has made just for you and me, and we rejoice and be glad in it. Say now, beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, set us right now by prosperity. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Today is Faith Paper Finance Friday, hallelujah, the second Friday in 2012 this year, hallelujah. How many of y'all out there that's listening right now? How many out there that's switchboard right now in the text room and chapters in your life. If you believe that, you know that. Touch yourself and say, it's already done. Hallelujah. If you know that God is going to do something miraculous and power your life on today, touch yourself and say, it is so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know about you listening on today, but I am excited on today. I'm walking at so excited.gov on today. Hallelujah. How many of y'all just want to walk at so excited.gov on today? I'm telling you, God is doing so many miracles. He performed already. So many things he are doing already. So many prophecies coming to pass already. So many promises manifesting already. God is putting people in a position and they're giving them power, giving them dominion in their lives. And if you know that that's you, touch your side of your head and say, go get it. Hallelujah. If you know that God got a new option for you, new opportunity for you, new hope for you, new favor for you, touch yourself on your head and say, go get it. It is already done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I'm telling y'all on today, I am just so, it's like something just inside of me is just so pumped up on today. It ain't like that something so supernatural took place on there, just my presence being in the presence of God on today. How many of y'all just thanking God just for your life, health, and strength? I don't know about you, but 8 years ago, I was told that my life wasn't going to be the way it is right now. I was told that I wasn't even going to even be a millionaire. But this every morning, just to wake up and thank God for my life, health, and strength, I begin to get excited. Come on, somebody. I begin to get excited and thank God for all the great things that he has even is going to do in my life. Hallelujah. Oh, God. On today, I just thank God just for just being faithful, a faithful day. His favor rests on me on today. And his finances is flowing to us on today. And I thank God just for just being a day that we can begin to ask God about, Lord, I thank you for who you is, but Lord, I just want you to know, what can I do for you on today? You know, sometimes we always ask God, Lord, I need, Lord, I desire, but how about just reverencing him for who he is? How about worshiping him for who he is? How about praising him for who he is? Lord, I thank you because you're Lord. Lord, and I need something on today, and I desire nothing on today, but I just thank you for being Lord. Like the song just said, El Shaddai, that he's God of the universe. He controls this whole wide world. So just thank him for who he is. Loving him for who he is. Appreciating him for who he is. He just wants a husband on work in his name. A husband loves to hear, you know, baby, you the king. Baby, you in there raising your life. Your wife loves to hear she's the queen and she's beautiful and walking in every place. And he just appreciates it. And yes, you need anything, you want anything. But he just loves to hear how I love you every time and time again. That's how God is. God loves us to say, Lord, you're King of Kings. Lord, you're Big Daddy. Lord, you're our Father. Lord, you're the great I am. Lord, you're the limited valley. Lord, you're the bright and morning star. And I love you so much. I appreciate you so much. I need you so much. I desire you so much. All I need and all I want is you, God. I'm telling you, he loves it. The Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. So how many of you know I thought today? I just want to just speak, just ask you a question. Just to begin to ask God and tell God, Lord, I thank you for being my big daddy. I just call him big daddy sometimes. Big daddy, you know, because he is our big daddy. He is our Father. The Lord said, the Spirit called our Father. Sometimes you just need to get inside your Lord and get inside of yourself in the Spirit and just cry out, our Father. And I promise you, he'll be right there. How many of you have felt the hand and the touch of God, and you begin to just cry out? Sometimes you ain't got the words to say it, but you begin to get in your Lord, and you just cry out to God. Even if you can't even open your mouth, sometimes you be like Anna. Sometimes you be like me, and I can say a silent prayer. But you begin to feel the hand of God on your life, and he begins to touch you and say, don't worry about it, boy, I'm here. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it because I'm here with you and I got you. And you don't have to worry about anything. Hallelujah. Oh, God. I'm telling you, today is going to be a new day of great opportunities in your life. How many of you listening to the sound of my voice? This time of being tired. Time to see it the way it is. Looking for something to change in your life. But if you got the divine faith in God and you trust in God, you can know that today will be a day of new opportunities in your life. Today will be a day that new doors begin to open in your life. And this will be a day about something else. But about 20 minutes ago, God had it changed. And I was like, Lord, why this? He told me this. Because he knew somebody needed this. What is about to be spoken right now. I want to leave a little encouraging word with you on today to help you through the weekend, help you until next Friday. Because today represents faith, favor, finances. Point blank. It don't matter what the devil says. I want to give a news flash out to the devil right now. All over that way. Yeah, I'm saying the devil. News flash. To every unclean spirit, every lonely force, every satanic attack, every hater, every trinity, their presence coming out for you, it's over. It's already done, and it will come back. And God will manifest it. Yes, he will. He will do it on your life. You know what? There's nothing that the devil can do about it. There's nothing nobody can say about it, because God will allow it to be done. Hallelujah. Oh, God. He will allow it to be done. Matter of fact, the devil can't touch you. Oh, and he can't see you. Huh? Because you're hiding in the shelter of the Lord, better than underneath his wings. Hallelujah. So, just know that you know that, huh, they can't touch you. Huh? Know that you know that you are untouchable, unmovable, unshakable, and unstoppable. Huh? Hallelujah. Know that. This is your turn. And God got it for you. Hallelujah. My God, know that it is your son right now. Hallelujah. Yeah, I said it. I said it all that way. Because somebody needs to know. Somebody needs to know that God has not forgotten about this. Somebody needs to know that this is their year. This is their decade. Somebody needs to know this is the day that God has made them live. Somebody needs to know this is the month that God has predestined for their life to walk in greatness.
I'm here to tell you on today. I'm here to
Lord. Please reach me in all that I do and keep me from all trouble and pain. Ha, now this is the main part that I love the most. And the Bible says, and God granted him his request. Hallelujah. Let me stop right here and say it again for somebody out there. He got to be something right now, like today. The Bible don't say, hey, man, God is up next week. The Bible don't say, he got up next month. The Bible don't say, he got up 6 months. The Bible don't say, who am I talking to on today? The Bible don't say, he got it up next year. But the Bible says, and God granted his request. Meaning, right now. Meaning, like, me like he opened up his mouth and said that and God granted your request. Hey, thank God. And today's topic for today is called loan application approved. Ha ha ha. Let me say that again. Loan application approved. Loan request approved. Just for you. Hallelujah. How you got another boss? He come down another boss. Loan application approved.
Yeah.
30, 45, verse 13. The Lord is faithful to all his promises, and love me for everyone he has made. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 12, verse 16, you stand still and see the great things the Lord is going to do before your very eyes. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalms 84, verse 11, the Lord God is the sun and shield. The Lord is so favored out of you. You know the things that he will hope for you for those who are righteous. The Bible says in 19, verse 1, verse 19, and you live in obedience. You need a good of the Lamb. The Bible says in Psalms 33, verse 4, the righteous of the Lord, he will give you the very new heart. The Bible says in Psalms 30, verse 45, and when you have the lifetime, we can never do it for a night, but joy is coming in the morning.
Down. He forget to get down, try it. He forget.
they know that all application is approved, knowing that all request is approved, and it is approved just for you this day. Hallelujah. Oh, if you believe that, touch yourself and say, it's approved just for me. It's request granted just for me. Transfer complete just for me. God is making a work transfer this year. God is making all sorts of transfer in 2012. You better be ready to let him deposit into your life. You better be ready to withdraw from your life. You better be ready to walk in all the things that God has for your life. Because it's going to manifest this year. Hallelujah. It's going to happen this year. It's going to happen this year. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Come on, oh, Jesus. It's going to happen this year. And God can take me and heal me from cancer full time, deliver me, take me out of mental abuse and marriage. Take me, I haven't worked in 7 years, and God can do all these great things in my life. I know, sure that God is really the whole I serve. 1 Kings 17:1, the prophet Elijah told us to sure the Lord I am the leader whom I serve. Neither rain, neither dew will happen in this place unless I step in my word. I'm going to let you know. You need to read that, 1 Kings 17:1, and you need to speak the situation in your life and say, surely as the Lord God is the leader whom I serve,
for one more person, and it's Prophetess Michelle. Hallelujah. You're live on the air.
Yes, I just thank God for the word that you put out for today. I had my cousin on the phone. She lives in Wisconsin, and I wanted her to listen to your radio show. And
hallelujah.
She can say something if she like, Laura.
No, I just wanted to say that I enjoyed you. I didn't know what Michelle was up to, but I enjoyed listening to you this afternoon.
Hallelujah. Bless God. Bless God. I say now Michelle always was. She'll do that three-way. She'll put you all on here. We all be live on the air. We all, everybody be listening to us. I'm telling you. But I just want to let you know. I want to let you know one of the guys, the blessing to have you to listen to the radio show. I'm live every Friday. I'm normally live at 3:30 p.m., but today I went over and it's 4 o'clock today. And I just want to let you know that it's recorded, so if you ever want to listen to it again, you can tell Michelle what the website is. You can listen to it on my radio show website anytime you want to. Actually, you can go back to 2010 and listen to all my very first radio shows. That was why. So I just thank God for you being on here and definitely calling again and listen to whatever God is saying. I normally have other guests, but today God just wanted me to minister to the people on today, but I normally have to get some guests every week, sometimes 3 or 4 guests, you know, whatever the Lord allows me to do.
Yeah.
But I want to let you know that believe the word on today. Know that the loan is approved, that the loan request is granted, and that God has great things in store for your life. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Okay.
So, everyone, we only have like 5 minutes left. I just want to let you know that everyone listen to the sound of my voice, that you are kings and queens of the richest, sitting in heavenly places and walking in greatness. You are royalty. Women, you are a ruby and a chocolate diamond. Men, you are kings, prophets, and priests. Know that God has excellent things for your life. Know that you are blessed by the best. Forget about the rest. Know that you are heavyweight champion, a warrior, and all you do is win. Defeat is not an option, and failure is past tense. Know that your present is something greater, setting you up for your future. And know that God loves you. If you think no one else will love you, he will never leave you nor forsake you, and he's always there. I'm your host, Associate Pastor Tashana Wiley. I will be back next week for Faith Favor Finance Friday at 3:30 p.m. If not, I will also let you guys know. I also want to let you know that check out Ivan Ruby magazine. God is doing great things on there. A lot of my listeners are Ivan Ruby members. It's www.iamaruby.com. And I'm telling you, God is taking that magazine network to many high places, and a lot of these shows on the magazine, a lot of different scriptures and devotionals are things on the magazine, and even my books are on the magazine as well. So if you ever need to just get any kind of prayer request, come on ruby.name.com, leave a prayer request, and trust me, we will be praying for you because God is doing great things in your life. I'm your host, Associate Pastor Shana Wiley, and I'm going to leave you with Kenton Jones. Jesus will fix it. And yes, he will. He will fix it for me, you, and everyone. Be blessed. Agape!
Well, I stepped in the water
while it was cold.
Feel my body, but
that's my clothes.
Got to work early, but when I got old,
I got all shaped right back to the
way I needed them more. Then I got old, talking to people I didn't know, said Jesus can save your soul. When he came in with his two belts, like a janitor with a whole bunch of keys.
He's the light
of prosperity. He did it for me, he'll do it for you, yeah, yeah.
He
can totally rearrange your life, free from bondage, free from strife, he will. Let him get it, you forget it. Then you say it and he can read it. Let him fix it, might as well go for some chicken.
Get me a wing and a biscuit.
Might as well eat, rest my feet.
God never stumble,
might as well sleep. If it's done deal, you believe you receive. All your haters get ready to leave.
Too blessed to be stuck on it. You trust him and trust him only.
And he will never forsake it. He will never leave you lonely.
Take it from him to spirit to go.
And he'll fix whatever is wrong. He will.
He will.
Break it down with the ground.
song.
Like you need it.
That.
I tried it. Jesus. My mama told me.
All right, Dad,
she said, call him on the name of Jesus. He'll save you.